It is hard to beat a team twice. Dorsey chucking up the deuces after falling to Taft over the weekend. Hello and welcome inside our CBSLA.com high school football podcast. Yours truly, Rashawn Haylock. San Dimas, Cajon, St. Bonaventure, you are all on the hook. All teams that face opponents they beat earlier in the season now must try to beat them again here in this semi-final weekend. You can throw La Habra in that mix also as well. But just going back to Taft, not a major upset over Dorsey. I mean, you talk about a 4 seed against a 5 seed. That one could go either way. But you consider Dorsey was at home. You consider Dorsey was a pick by many to end up facing Carson in the semifinals, including myself. Thought Dorsey would be able to get through to face Carson coming up this weekend, but props to Coach K and also Michael Bercovici, the Arizona State-bound quarterback. He's really grown into Coach K's system. Remember, he was the transfer from Westlake a season ago after he wasn't going to be able to get any playing time at quarterback because he was behind Nick Isham. They tried to get him eligible last season. He was denied eligibility by the LA City section, but he's playing this year. And Coach K, coming into this season, thought like he finally had a quarterback to be able to execute his system. So now you fast forward to this weekend, and you have Taft going up against Carson. They'll have to travel once again. They'll be at Carson, but this is a game that features two of the top wide receivers in the entire city section. When you talk about Michael Thomas from the Toreadors, and then Darius Rogers from Carson. So it's going to be an interesting game. Many people think that this is the game of the week in the city section. The other game you have is Crenshaw taking on Venice. Venice, the 3rd seed, of course, in the city section. But going back to this Taft game, this team is hot. They're on a roll. They've won 7 in a row. And if you take a look at Max Preps, or pardon me, if you take a look at Cal Preps, they have the Toreadors as the favorites to win this one. You know, Cal Preps does their predictions every week. They have Taft favorite, so look out for that one. You go ahead and you move on. I think the biggest upset, for me at least, over the weekend was Dominguez falling to Arroyo Grande, 17-7. Now, don't get me wrong, Dominguez is a team that thought pretty highly of, had him in our top 10 for a good part of the season. They fell to Arroyo Grande. Arroyo Grande, the 3rd seed out of the Pac-7, it's a little skewed. That was a tough league. You also had Atascadero, also Paso Robles, the top 2 teams in that league, and they just beat Dominguez. Dominguez was a team that saw throughout the course of the season, big, physical, fast. Did not see that happening to the Dons, but they fall. And now the Arroyo Grande must face Chaminade in one semifinal in the Western Division. And you think about that. What if we get it? What if we get Sarah V. Chaminade part deux? Oh, look out. It is going to be an exciting final if in case that is the fact. But you can't look past Arroyo Grande if you're Chaminade. Very tough team. They knocked off the number 2 seed in the division in Dominguez. So Chaminade's going to have their hands full this weekend. The Upland Scots, the Highlanders, or whatever you want to call them, they gave Centennial a run for their money in the Inland Division. It was 52-23. I don't mean this tongue in cheek. I'm not trying to be condescending here or anything like that. But they stayed with him. I think one of the main things that Coach Salter from Upland was pleased about, taking a look at some of his comments after the game, he made Centennial play 4 quarters. And Centennial got a big effort from running back Barrington Collins, 305 yards, career high on the ground, despite playing with a dislocated shoulder. He dislocated his shoulder earlier in the week in practice, still played, and racked up 305 yards. A big win for the Huskies as they continue to move on. I don't think that's any surprise. I don't think anyone would be surprised if they win the Inland Division and in fact, get a state bowl bid. Their final four in the Pac-5, Mission Viejo, Mater Dei, Alemany, and Servite. Alemany and Servite will play this Saturday. You got Viejo and Mater Dei going at it on Friday. There's been a lot of talk about Mission Viejo. A lot of talk. Servite keeps winning. I'm just saying. 40-16 over Crespi, one of the most talented offenses in the entire Southland. And they held them to 16 points. I'm just saying. And I think the big matchups, Over the weekend, it's the big matchup that everyone's talking about. It's Saint Bonaventure against Westlake. The Serifs, 32-31, handed Westlake their only loss of the season. It snapped Westlake's school record 22-game winning streak earlier this season. The game that went to double overtime. I was talking to Coach Jim Binkert earlier in the week about playing a team twice. He said you never really want to play a team twice, but it just kind of comes with the territory. Westlake, remember, they beat Moore Park twice last season, but they were on the winning side both of those times. They beat Moore Park by 24 points in the regular season, but only by 4 points in the Western, or the Northern Division final a season ago. So it's not going to be easy for Saint Bonaventure by no stretch of the imagination. I talked to Coach Theron in the week also, asked him what he's concerned about in terms of Westlake. He said their entire offense, all 11 of their offensive starters. So it's going to be a good game, and look out for that one. Another thing that Coach Binker mentioned to me when we spoke was that one of the things that happened during that game was his team was kind of surprised by the speed of the game, the team speed that Saint Bonaventure brought to the table. And of course, they were down earlier in that game. Westlake wasn't used to being down any stretch at all this season. And so that was something that he felt like his team had to get over. They got over it. They actually were up late in that game by three. They had two times inside the 10 with under 7 minutes to go to get it into the end zone, and they failed both times, ended up with 0 points both times. Of course, Saint Bonaventure hit the field goal to tie it, to take it to overtime. Westlake, after getting a stop, missed a field goal in the first overtime. And then, of course, in the second overtime, both teams scored, but Saint Bonnie won it with a 2-point conversion. So that is going to be a whale of a game. The other semifinal is of the Fighting Stephen Manfros, Valencia taking on Oaks Christian. That should be a good game as well. And if Valencia doesn't get through, it's probably going to be an all Marmonte League final once again in the Northern Division. That's all we have for this week on this edition of the High School Football Podcast. Westlake Saint Bonnies, who you got? Interested to hear your thoughts and what you think about how this whole game is going to unfold. I'm Rashawn Haylock. This has been our High School Football Podcast on CBSLA.com.